Yeah, it seems like it essentially takes a society where each additional person is a potential asset. Hey, another potential trading partner, another potential customer for my organization, takes them from assets and turns them into liabilities. Hey, Tom, I just had a kid. Guess what that means? You now owe him healthcare and you owe him an education and you owe him housing. Oh, guess what? I had another one. Now you owe him housing and free food and free healthcare and college education, which is going to turn him into some Bolshevik who's completely economically illiterate. So it creates this tension that almost otherwise I feel like it would not be there, that when I get off work and I busted myself for hours and I'm waiting for my groceries to be checked out and the person in front of me pays with an EBT card. Now, I get that this is not the Curtis LeMay evil statist who I need to hate, but a part of me is like, this appears to be somewhat of an apartheid state where people have different rights. She has the right to acquire food by having some people use aggression and threats thereof to acquire resources for herself and her kids. I have no such recognized right. Surely, if she had the right to vote and I couldn't vote, you'd recognize that as unjust inequality and terrible apartheid. But she has a right to acquire massive amounts of resources through involuntary methods that I don't. This welfare state, even the food stamps example, which people will say that'll be the last thing to go. Traffic lights and food stamps will be the last things we'll abolish. Well, no, I'm sorry. Food stamps are going to have to be a little higher on this one. Do you see my point about turning people from assets into liabilities?